It is indeed. Well, speaking of the gut and the way that we digest things, an antibacterial protein secreted in the small intestine creates a tiny no man's land between the wall of the intestine and the bacteria that live inside the gut. Breakdown of this physical buffer could actually be responsible for things like inflammatory bowel disease, so it's quite an important thing to pay attention to. The mammalian intestine is packed full of bacteria. There's around 100 trillion of them in there. And we know that many of them are key to keeping us healthy, performing important metabolic roles that our own cells can't. But we don't fully understand how the immune system tolerates the presence of such a large volume of foreign cells. One way is to keep the bacteria physically isolated from the epithelial cells that line the digestive system. This creates a buffer zone that stops the immune system from reacting. Different components of the digestive tract have different strategies. The colon, for example, deploys a very dense layer of mucus on the surface, and that's too compact to allow bacteria to actually get through, and that creates a gap of around 50 micrometres between the bacteria and the epithelium. But that technique couldn't work in the small intestine, however, because the dense mucus would be too dense, it would block the nutrients that the small intestine actually absorbs. So, writing in Science, Laura Hooper and colleagues at the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center at Dallas took sections of mouse intestine and used a technique called FISH, that's fluorescence in situ hybridization, to see where the bacteria were found. In the small intestine, they saw the same 50 micrometer gap as seen in the colon. But if the mice lacked a certain gene that's known to be involved in the innate immune response to bacteria, that gap vanished. This is despite the fact that overall levels of bacteria were actually the same. The gene responsible controls expression of several key antimicrobial proteins, including something called Reg3 gamma. And if you knock out Reg3 gamma in otherwise healthy mice, the researchers actually saw that this protein is definitely responsible for maintaining that 50 micrometer gap between the gut and the gut bugs. And in its absence, the adaptive immune system actually starts to respond, and it's that response that could then lead to things like inflammatory bowel disease. So there's still a lot to understand about the roles of the immune system and the epithelial cells in tolerating gut bacteria, and how they achieve the balance that's required to develop and maintain a healthy commensal gut bug community. Reg3 gamma only controls certain groups of bacteria, so now the hunt is on to find the other proteins that are involved in keeping the bacteria at a distance.